All right, we're live. We're live. Let's see if they can watch us on Cigar Federation. Maybe we'll get some feedback from people. They should be able to pull it up. I'm like Johnny Depp. I don't watch myself on TV, but, you know, it should be, please stand by, starting soon. Live. I don't know what that means. Reload this page.
Let's see what happens.
So we see what's going on.
You want to make a phone call?
Oh, no, we're up. We're good. We're good. It's on.
Okay, so it says standby starting soon, according to Shooter.
Yeah, I just refreshed it. If they click refresh, it should be good to go. Tell them to click refresh. We're good to go. We're not going to get going yet because we got 3 minutes. But it's live. See, Fletch just wrote live. See, we're good.
Good.
Good deal. They're watching us. They're having
a good
old time.
Are we recording yet?
Dude, we've been recording. We are broadcasting.
Oh, we're broadcasting.
We're live.
Cheers to all of you fedheads out there.
Cheers.
Let me finish this, and then I'll get over my pre-show jitters, according to Logan, and then we'll begin.
Yeah, the hate coming from Logan was unbelievable. It was just disrespectful.
It's okay. Did you see the tar coming out of his cigar because he smokes like a chimney? He posted on Facebook.
No, I haven't looked at it. I tried to. I try to avoid Logan as much as possible.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, heathens, Sig Federans, and all of you out there, you know me as Mr. Catfish from Cigar Federation. I've popped in on a few of the Cigar Chat shows with Robbie and Logan. And I want to introduce to you guys my buddy Seth from Seth's Humidor. He has now joined. Shut up, Matt. That's not nice. I'm reading that as you type it.
Damn! That fucking hurts. That motherfucker.
This is my buddy Big Tuna over here.
Big Tuna, baby.
Who is joining me, and this is our episode uno of our show called What Embargo?
Doc Will says Big Tuba or Tuna.
Tuna.
Tuna, like the fish, man. T-U-N-A.
Doc has been taking too many of the blue pills, I think. I think he has, but I can't tell.
You know, the best thing about it is,
we'll have them.
The best thing is when I speak, my thing says Big Tuna. There's an N there. And yet he still asks if it's Tuba.
But okay. So anyways, guys, we got approached by Logan to start a show to talk about cigars from the region, island south of Miami called Cuba. And basically,
we're talking about cigars
here
from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to do a show on Costa Rica for no reason. Specifically, Costa Rican Maduros. Anyways, no, it's not a PG-rated show, Harley. Shut the fuck up.
PG? Actually, it is, because it's going to get pretty graphic.
It may get a little bit graphic. We'll see. So, on to the show. We're going to do a show. Whatever, it's going to be about Cubans, and we're not experts. We're not trying to act like we're experts, but we want to answer your questions. We want to help you guys learn more about these cigars and learn more about them ourselves at the same time. So without further ado, I'm going to let my buddy Big Tuna introduce himself and tell you guys a little bit about himself. Go on and tell him who you are, Tune.
Yeah, man, I'm Big Tuna. That's all there really is to say. I'm Big Tuna. I've been smoking cigars for several years now. You know, I've been smoking Cubans probably since 2008. You know, I had my first cigar, which was actually a Cuban, when I was in seventh grade. It was actually an H. Upman Sir Winston. But so I just kind of been loving Cubans since 2008, buying boxes here and there and smoking them, find out what I like. And, you know, I recently was on Stogie Geek, started talking about it, and Logan contacted Catfish and I about talking about Cubans. And that's why we're here. Catfish.
I was born in an aqueduct. I like to eat chicken liver. Sometimes worms are good, specifically deep fried. I don't like alligators, and I like to smoke Cuban cigars. Specifically right now, I am smoking a Cuaid d'Orsay Imperiales, which is the most tasty cigar made in Cuba ever. Seth thinks it sucks because he has no palate, but it's all good.
I hate that cigar. I think it's terrible.
Just like every other people don't understand, but just like every other region, all the Cuban cigars are different. You know, I can tell him that Poor Lango sucks, and he's going to tell me that he loves him to death.
Love him to death.
So just FYI, people, we will be giving objective opinions of what we think of cigars, and keep in mind that, like everywhere else, yes, blood bait does work very well, Fletch, good call. You know, everything's different, and everybody's different. So take whatever we say as you know, objective recommendations of what we like, and go from there. So as far as the premise of the show is concerned, Seth, do you want to give these guys a lowdown of what our goals are, what we kind of want to do with it, or what do we want it to be about?
I don't think we have many goals. I think one of our goals was to get a naked Cuban chick to be on the show with us, smoking a cigar. That's our number one goal. What we want to talk about is helping you all, you know, identify fakes. So that's something we're going to talk about, you know, every time we do the show, just because there's a lot of them out there. And everybody gets suckered in buying one of them or accidentally buys one of them. Along with that, you know, we want to talk about news. You know, we want to talk about all the news coming out of Cuba because, you know, it's easy to find out about stuff that Pete Johnson's doing or other people are doing in the United States, but sometimes we forget about the news coming out of Cuba. You know, we're gonna review some cigars. We're gonna answer questions. We're gonna talk about the history. It's gonna be a very informational site. You know, we're not the most knowledgeable guys in the field of Cubans by any means, but we're pretty passionate and we do have some knowledge. And if I can't answer it or Catfish can't answer it, we know right people who can answer it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, you can help us create the content of the show through Q&A, and we definitely want to do a Q&A at the end of every show, so that people can ask questions. And if we can't answer it, then we'll find out. We'll take it to the people that may know, and if we can get different guests on the show who have been there and have information to help us, then we will. If we can't, then your questions sucked. And we're not going to answer it.
Ouch.
And, yeah, you can go smoke some crap. That's what's going to happen. But
speaking of crap, I want to talk about the cigar I'm smoking.
Shut up,
we already
Matt.
Talked about the Cuaid d'Orsay. I heard Matt. I'm smoking a Partagas Lusitanias, which is probably the most well-known double Corona coming out of Cuba. And it's actually one of the reasons why I'm smoking the cigar is because this year we will be seeing Habanos release the Partagas Gran Reserva, Lusitania. So it's going to be like previous releases. They had the Cohiba Siglo 6 in 2009, the Monte Cristo number 2 in 2011. This is the 2013. It's going to be composed of tobacco that is 5 years old. Which in Cuba is a big deal. I know in the States we smoke cigars with aged tobacco all the time, but for Cuba, aging, you know, holding the tobacco 5 years is a big deal. This actual cigar I'm smoking is from 2008. So I'm smoking tobacco, and the cigar is 5 years old, so I'm wondering how it's going to actually eventually compare with the Gran Reserva. I think it'll probably taste pretty similar, and it's going to be about 15 times less expensive. Would you agree?
Well, my opinion on that kind of stuff is, A, I'm a broke, so I can't afford that crap. And, B, some of the best cigars I've ever had were Cuban cigars, the regular production stuff that was aged, you know, anywhere from 7 to 8, 9, 10 years. So, to me, it's just like, I mean,
why buy the limited stuff?
Why spend $1,000 on a box of cigars when I can get, like, 10 boxes of Coronas or something, or 8 boxes of Petita Mundos that will be just completely phenomenal by the time I get done smoking them. You know what I mean? So it's hard for me to justify that. Not that they aren't amazing cigars. I'm sure they are. It's, you know, I just don't like to smoke money as often as possible. So it is kind of tough in that regard.
Yeah, I know. I mean, some of the limited editions, in my opinion, are great. I think they're fun. I think Monte Cristo's had them with, like, the Grande Mundo in 2010, the Sublime in 08. But overall, it's like, just give me a Petite and Mundo any day of the week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I love Bajicas, too. They're great. I mean, they're just ungodly expensive. So,
hold on. You know, we're going to talk about fake Cubans.
That's the premise of the show today, by the way. I don't know if we announced it. Did we announce that at all?
We did. But I think we should share some of our fake Cuban stories.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I've had, you know, this is the funny thing. I had a Cohibe Gran Reserva, which was for a vintage. I mean, it was like a total year mess up. It was like not even the real year, and it was a fake size. It was totally obvious. But I smoked it anyways because it was given to me. And I can't even remember what it was. I'd have to look at it. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't know what the hell that cigar was, but it was delicious. It was not real. Didn't taste anything like a Cuban, but it was tasty.
Yeah, it might have been. A lot of them come from, which I'll show a really good example a little bit later, but a lot of them come from Honduras or Nicaragua as well.
Yeah.
I forgot to get the pictures of the one that I dissected that was actually long filler, but I still have it. It's the Robusto that I showed you earlier. And it was definitely a Nicaraguan Connecticut. So I'd imagine if it had been aged long enough, it might be somewhat good or you might get lucky, but definitely wasn't the real deal, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things. Of course, I've had some pretty crappy ones, too. So,
I've had some terrible.
It happens to all of us. So if you send us photos, which some of you have, and we tell you they're fake, it's happened to us.
Just and wait, Jared. The Fohibas are coming.
Yeah, it's crappy. And if you catch us on a good if you catch us on a good day, maybe we'll send you some real ones. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, that would be when we both move to shut up, Kruk. That would both be when we both move to Europe. And if you live in Europe, then we can send them to you too, or maybe Mexico or Nicaragua, because there's this embargo thing, and we wouldn't want to break the law.
What embargo?
Anyways,
what embargo?
Here's just a couple things that I wrote up that I thought was hilarious about how to know if you got a fake Cuban cigar. Perfect example, which I'll actually have physical examples of this in a little bit. If you buy a Cuban cigar from a shop and the guy tells you it's real, it's fake. Okay, you can go all over California, and I'm sure all over the country, and buy Cuban cigars from, or quote unquote Cuban cigars from different B&Ms and whatnot. And the guy tells you it's real, it's not, it's fake. Okay, unless you've known the guy for like 2 or 3 years and you've been shopping at his shop forever, it's fake. I don't care if he's your buddy and he knows everything, it's fake. Period. Okay, now you might get lucky. Don't get me wrong. There are some of the good guys out there like us, but chances are, it's not real. Next one. You got it on vacation when you were in Jamaica or anywhere else that was outside of the States, but I got it on vacation. It has to be real. Wrong. It's not real. Okay? If you didn't buy it where, Tuna?
At La Casa de Habano or a certified retailer.
Then it is fake. That's right,
Jared. I've heard so many stories of people who bought these real Cubans. You know, the best ones are like, hey, I was in Key West and I got some Cubans. I'm like, mm-hmm. No, you didn't.
That's terrible. The guy totally hooked him up. You know, he's like, hey, come here. Check out this secret box I have.
I'll give you a bundle for $150.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you 10 of them for $20, you know. If you buy them extras, I'll throw in a few extras, you know, which is awesome. Yeah, Cuban rolled, Harley. That's exactly right. Next thing to look for is a triple cap. That is the number one identifying feature of any Cuban cigar, is to look at a triple cap and see if it has a triple cap. If it has the triple cap, chances are, well, I don't want to say chances are it's real, because I'll show you a good example of why it's not. But there are definitely, that's the first thing to look for. And when you guys send us submissions in the future, I'm going to kind of go over what we're looking for when we get to that portion of the show. Band issues, obviously, if the band is bad, then we know it's not real. Know your source, and what I mean by that is if you know where you got it from and you trust where you got it from, then and it's a legitimate source, like a Casa del Habano, then you're probably going to have a real cigar. But if you don't know the source, it's just like anything else. It's probably not legit. There's people who are going to try and prey on consumers to buy this stuff, and that's why we are here. We're like the A-team of busting out fake Cuban cigars. So
Boom. That's
right. So, Seth, why don't you tell these guys about your experience with LCDHs? Because I know you've been, and I haven't. I mean, I'm too poor to travel outside of the country. I just travel the aqueducts and waterways of Central California.
Aqueducts. Well, you know what? You know, we're talking about going overseas and buying them. One good tip: Habanos lists out their distributors. You know, they always list out. So if you're going to Germany, they list out who their distributor is for Germany. And if you're going to, let's say, Berlin or something, or someplace that they don't have a La Casa del Habano, you find a cigar shop which sells Cubans. Something that I've done, and you can actually do, and it does help, is you can email these distributors. And you say, hey, I'm going to be in such and such a place. You know, this store has said it's, you know, sells Cuban cigars. You know, do you distribute to them? Are these people selling authentic Cubans? And you can really find out whether they are or whether they aren't. You know, I found out a couple websites which are not certified by doing that. But I've never had that problem in terms of, you know, retails. Every I've been to cigar shops in the Caribbean. I've been to the cigar shops in Canada, some La Casa del Habanos. And they've always been, you know, authentic. I've never had that issue. You know, my experiences with La Casa del Habanos are, man, they're wonderful. I mean, they usually have great selections. You know, their staff is very well knowledge. The prices are, I mean, it's Cuban cigars, especially in Canada or anywhere. They're going to be a little bit higher, but that's just because of the tax involved. But, you know, if you ever find yourself in La Casa del Habano, you're probably going to want to, you know, the first thing you're going to do is, man, I'm going to go grab a Cohiba or I'm going to go grab a Monte Cristo. But one thing that you need to do is look for a brand which is very small, because we'll talk about brands that are smaller, you know, later on another show. For example, like a Ramon Iones or a Juan Lopez, these are brands that are not as well known as Cohiba, and they don't move as much. But it doesn't mean they're not good cigars. I love them. I know, Catfish, you love Juan Lopez.
Well, for example, Quai d'Orsay, this is only a European market cigar. So it's really light, very bready, and they only make two sizes. They make this big, long, I think it's either Double Corona or Churchill, and then they make a regular Corona.
Yeah, it's a Churchill.
And basically, they're only sold in the European market. So if you go to Cuba, you won't find this cigar there. Now, you might find it in an LCDH, but it's not going to be around there because that's not what it's made for.
Yeah. And what you'll find with that is you'll find, you know, as I was saying, you know, talking about like Juan Lopez, you know, instead of, you know, let's say you're traveling this year, instead of finding some Cohiba or Monte Cristo boxes, which are 2013 and 2014, you know, with Juan Lopez, you might be able to find a couple boxes which have some years on them. You know, I've come across some St. Louis Rays and Juan Lopez, which like were 3 years old, and they were just sitting there. And I turned the box around, and you know, I was with the retailer, and I was like, "My gosh, this got 3 years age on them." And they're like, "Yep,
really?
Yeah." No one just picked them up. So
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, people were just going in there picking up Cohibas. I mean, so it's like it's obvious, you know, pick some of those up. That's an aged cigar, which is smoking terrific. So those are some, you know, always pay attention, you know, look up the distributors. If you want to know how to find the distributors, I'll email you the information.
Well, we're definitely going to do a show on that. Probably when we do a box show, we're going to do a show about how to look at different boxes and tell if they're real and look up serial numbers and all that kind of stuff too on another show. So, I know at that point, we should definitely let people know where they can find that information at.
Yeah.
So the last thing I wanted to say before I answer a question that we had, there is a website called CubanCigarWebsite.com, and I'm not exactly sure who hosts it, I know that it's a guy who had been around on boards forever, I want to say, or I can't remember, but it's like a website with the history of Cuban cigars, and it is definitely the most profound, you know, without going through the history books on Cuban cigars, it's the best reference period whenever you're looking up fakes. I actually showed last night, I was on a herf with a couple guys on another website, the cigar.com vherf, and we were looking at some old cigars from my buddy Daniel Reyes, the Stogie Stand guy, and they were called Siboney. And he wondered if they were real because they looked old as sin. And we looked up that site. I went right to that site, found out that was a brand that was pre-revolution. But unfortunately, they didn't look anything like the one that he had. So obviously his was not made in Cuba, you know. And anyways, the website, it's CubanCigarWebsite.com. I highly recommend everybody go check it out because you get sizes, you get pictures of bands, pictures of boxes, pictures of everything. And so, you know, for instance, one of the submissions that we got tonight was a cigar that came in what's called a pataca or a cardboard box of five. And you can look and see immediately. First thing I did was, okay, let's see if this is sold in a pataca of five, because otherwise we know it's not real.
And it is.
But that's the first thing that I'm going to go there and look at it again. Sebastian, it's called CubanCigarWebsite.com.
He's an Australian, and I think his name's Tommy. I've emailed him. I've been in private messages with him before. Mm-hmm. Very, very knowledgeable guy. I mean, he's taught me a couple things, and he knows what he's talking about. He puts a lot of time into it. It's unbelievable. So he's pretty sweet. It is a good site to use.
So anyways, I wanted to answer. We did have a question from Sebastian Allen that he posted, and I kind of want to get a good answer on it because I think I know. Even though some of the guys answered it in chat, this is for anybody else watching. Sebastian asked the question, pull it up, do customs people, when they seize Cubans, do they know if they are real Cubans? And I would say they probably don't, and they probably don't care. What they're looking for is if a box of Cuban cigars comes into the United States, and not just a box of Cuban cigars, but anything says that it's made in Havana, Cuba, they're going to seize it. They don't care. Yeah. Fake, real, or whatever, they're going to seize it because the Treasury Department's stance on it is you can't buy anything in America that's made in Cuba. So even if it's fake, it doesn't matter because as far as they're concerned, they don't care. Chances of some guy in customs looking at the box and saying, oh, well, let's go ahead and look this up on CubanCigarWebsite.com and see if it's real, isn't going to happen. However, chances of them sending you an empty box and trying to charge you for it and get you in trouble is very likely. In other words, they will take them. And I can tell you without a doubt, I've heard of that in many, many, many instances where guys have gotten empty boxes that showed up at their house that randomly, for some reason, how should I say this? A box of Cuban cigars was going to magically show up at their doorstep somehow, and it just showed up empty.
They burn a lot of the stuff, too, actually. You know that?
Yeah, actually, I have heard they burn a lot of stuff. I think they did that at there was a big bust in LAX, and they did that once. I also heard that in Chicago, too, but who knows? Who really knows what happened?
You know, the easy thing for customs is, Cuba has no shame in putting their damn name all over everything. I mean, it's on their bands, it's on the – I mean, if you leave it all on there and you bring a box in, it's not like they have to be rocket scientists to realize what it is. I mean, there's a difference between, like, a La Palina or a Tatuaje box and then, like, a Monte Cristo box from Cuba. I mean, it's pretty easy. You know, let me tell you – I'm going to get on a tangent here and tell you a funny story about
customs. Yeah, go ahead and go for it, and I'll get on the IG thing after that.
So I was coming back. We were coming back from the Caribbean. I was with my wife, and I put the Cubans in, I put them in her bag. Yeah, I did that. So I threw them all in her bag. I didn't hold on to shit. So we're going through customs, and we're running late. And I'm like, you know, I finally get through, and she's like, man, it's a good thing that I said, man, it's, luckily those cigars got through. And she's like, are you telling me you had Cubans in your backpack? I said, no. She's like, if we had gotten stopped because they were searching your bag for Cubans, I would have killed you. I said, impossible. And she says, why is that? I said, because I put them in your bag. They're not in mine. You would have been the one that stopped. And she lost her shit on me, deservedly so. But that's the way to do it if you're going to do it with your wife, because my guess is they're probably not going to search your wife. They're going to search you, though. Or just ask someone else to carry them for you. You got to make friends, man. You got to make friends.
No, absolutely. I would just take the bands off. I mean, I don't care. I know what they are. I don't need a band to tell me what it is. You know what I mean? Again, anytime I've traveled with them, I just pull the bands right off, and I don't care, you know. You want me to show some skin, Brandon? I don't think you want me to, bro. Do you even lift? Do you? So, anyways.
Crazy.
Now I want to get to – sorry, that's actually a joke from the cigar.com here. Some of those guys will know that. But I want to get to some common fakes and common things to look out for you guys. And I actually pulled most of these from Instagram. If you go to Instagram and you look up the hashtag Fohiba, F-O-H-I-B-A, you can totally find all sorts of ridiculous pictures of people smoking fake Cubans and getting called out for it. I think even who was it? There's some famous rapper that was like posting pictures of his buddies like smoking all these fake Cohibas, and a bunch of dudes called him out on it. It was freaking hilarious. It was awesome. So let me pull up a couple pictures for you guys to look at, so you can see just normal things to look at and look for. Let's see here. Boom. So the first picture that we have up, this is the infamous glass top box sold on beaches throughout Central America and Mexico and all over the world, really, to your standard tourist, right? And if you look at these, you'll see that every single one of them is a limited edition, because
I didn't know they made that many limited editions in 2016.
Well, truly they are limited, because you have to go to another country and go walk around the beach and talk to some guy to find them. So, number one rule, Cuban cigars are never sold in a glass top box, ever. So if you ever see a glass top box, or any one of your friends ever gives you one, just smile politely and say thank you. And even this one, I mean, if you look at them, the bands are terrible. You can see that specifically the Partagas band is terrible. The Bolivar band isn't that bad. The Romeo and Julieta one is terrible. The Cohiba one is pretty bad. The Monty one is terrible. But
you know, the Bolivar bands, even when they're legit, are terrible.
What's that?
I mean, some of the Bolivar bands, even when legit, are terrible. That's another.
Oh, yeah. No, you've got to show that in a little bit, too. We'll show you. When you guys see the real Bolivar band, it's pretty much the same. It looks just like
it. I'll show two. Yeah, I have two. Yeah. One of them, I mean, totally different. They change them, though.
Now, here is some fake Partagas PSDs. I believe one of them is real and one of them is fake. Either way, they both look terrible. But the one on the right, if you look at it specifically, you'll see that it looks like the printer skipped on the band. And so when you're looking at these bands, and it's really hard to tell if either of these are real, honestly, from this picture, but when you're looking at this band, you want to feel and see if the band has been embossed, if it's lifted, if it has any kind of feel to it, not like it just came off the printer. And obviously these guys are not real. At least one of them's not real, but I don't know. Both of them might be fake as well. It's hard to tell because it's an Instagram photo. Here is a wonderful Cohiba cigar. You can tell by this, if you watch my handy dandy mouse, you can tell by this top row that's been cut off, it's fake. Then there's a little gap right here. And not only that, but the wrapper looks like it's a Connecticut. Now we have an awesome collection of more wonderful glass top boxes in all their glory. Look at this, specifically this limited edition band right here. They never look like that, ever. So if you ever see a limited edition band that looks like that, it's fake. Now here's a really good one. The Edition Limitada band from 2003 actually looks real. But this band right here...
Looks like the new band.
Well, yeah, if it was real, it's the one that goes on the Pyramids Extra. So it's not on anything. It's only on one cigar that's a pyramid, that's not an edition limitada, and is definitely not from 2003. Then we have these from my buddy Mr. Stogies Dan. And here's an edition limitada 2012 Cohiba. And if you look at that Cohiba band, it actually looks pretty good. The edition limitada band doesn't look too bad. The Monte Cristo band, not too bad. The Reserva band, not too bad. But the problem is they didn't make the 2012 limitada from Cohiba. So it's not real. And this Reserve, the Monte Cristo band, is not the right band either. So it's not real. Next, we have this incredibly awesome glass tube Cohiba, which they were never sold in glass tubes and will never come in glass tubes, so we know immediately that's a fake. Then we have a Behiki, and if you look at this guy, you'll see there's an extra little face in the Behiki. Well, that doesn't come on the Behiki. Here's a real picture of one down here. So that's another great fake that you probably spent $40 on.
Oh, man.
Then I have some side-by-side.
And then Dustin was gone. Dustin. Well, everyone, Dustin faded out. But his icon's still there. So you can look at these bands, and you can definitely tell the real ones and the fake ones. See how there's a difference between all the bands from 2005 to 2010. What Habanos has done. And I'll go back to it when Dustin finally gets back on this, is they change the bands from time to time. And they just, you know, change the color on the background or, you know, zoom in and kind of make it look a little bit better. So they changed it in 2008 or 2009 to a darker, more pronounced coloring. You can see on the left one. You can see the fake one at the bottom just by how big it is. And then you can see one in 2005. So, since Dustin has totally, Catfish has left, he is lost in the effing bayou, and Big Tuna's out here in the middle of the Atlantic, swimming all the way to the Keys. But anyways, I need to get Dustin back in here. So, if you could chill with us for 5 seconds, that would be wonderful. You gotta love the hiccups on the first show. Who knows what the hell happened with Dustin there. But anyways, let me show you a couple things that I have going on. Once I copy this link and send it to Dustin again and telling him to get back on. So, probably kicked him off because he looks like a terrorist. So, if you've noticed his appearance, very terrorist-like. Oh, he's back.
Dude,
Dustin! Dude, you got kicked out.
Did I? Why'd you kick me out, bro?
I didn't kick you out. You got kicked out.
Did I?
So I held down the fort for you and started talking about the Monty bands. So
Where did I leave off? The Monty bands?
Yeah, I just talked about them.
All right. That's fine. We'll go there. The Monty band is proof, you guys, that even somebody like me who you kind of at least have some experience can get burned. You know, that's a $40 cigar, and I got burned on it. So, by all means, do your homework and go from there. Now, Doc Will has a question real quick, Seth, for you. He asked you, can you tell a Cuban just by smelling it? What do you say about that? Can you tell a Cuban just by smelling it? By the aroma?
I can tell. Cubans have a distinct aroma, and, you know, the funny thing is I keep all my Cubans separate from all my other cigars. So, you know, it's one of those things. If I open up a humidor filled with Nicaraguans, you know, I can kind of get that. But Cubans have – I always consider Cuban aroma to be this, like, salted wood, if you know what I mean. I feel like it's
– yeah.
Throw a piece of cedar out on a beach and just let the waves hit it.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't know if he's still here, but Daniel from the Stogie Stand creator, he's like, his wife loves the smell of Cuban cigars. You know, or I don't know if she always loves it, but she at least comments that when he smokes the Cuban cigars, she likes them. She likes the aroma better than regular ones. So, me, I don't know if I could tell by the smell, but there's a bunch of other ways that I can tell, really, in all honesty.
Smoking them is a difference.
I mean, yeah.
You can tell when you're smoking them. At least I can. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's just something about it. It's just not. It's a little bit more raw, I feel like.
Yeah. So you guys want to do the part of the show where you get to figure out if what I'm showing you is real or fake? How many of you guys think you could spot a fake?
Anybody?
I need answers. Are you guys watching and listening? Where are you at the chat? Where are you the chat?
We got 23 viewers. Perfect.
Yeah, we got 23 viewers. Okay. All right. Harley asked a question. We're gonna, guys, do me a favor. Whatever questions you have, I know Harley's got one. PM them to us so we can do a QA at the end, Q&A at the end, and I'll get to them as much as I can. I'm creating a document on the side. So anyways, now I'm going to get to basically the part of the show where we get to decide whether or not stuff is real or fake. Now let me pull this up real quick. And they're really, really, really good ones, in all honesty. So let me get my screen going. I found out earlier today that Google doesn't like PowerPoint, so I have to do this a little differently. So can all of you guys out there in SigFed world see what's up on screen right now? Can you guys see that? I want to know if you guys think this guy is real or fake, because I might be tricking you. I may. This is a Monte Cristo number 2. Let's see here. Let me give you a couple more pictures. Close up of the band. Jared thinks the band looked good. Okay, let's see here. Hold on. There's the back of the band.
A lot of people say yes.
Here's the head.
What do we win? You know what, Doc Will? You know what you win?
Here's
the
foot.
You win a little brotherly love, man. That's about it.
Here's the foot.
Hey, unfortunately,
Brandon, I can't zoom in. I've got to figure out a way that I can look at it and pull these things up here to do it in that fashion, and I can't yet. I haven't figured it out. This is the best way I could figure it out for today, so. So for you guys who think it is fake, why do you guys think it's fake? Because I've got Sebastian and Shooter think it's fake. And John thinks it's fake.
Band looks too small, Brandon says. The band looks too small.
The band is definitely not too small.
No, the band's perfect.
Yeah. So let me just go and show you a side-by-side. Left or right, which one is real, which one is fake? Is the one on the left real or the one on the right real? I want to see what you guys think of this.
You know, the one on the right really looks like it has a nipple.
That does look like a nipple, huh?
It does. I like it.
And it's a Cuban nipple at that.
Ba-bing!
Which makes it even more awesome because Latinas are awesome.
Latinas are awesome.
Oh, yeah, especially when you have to call the cops on them. That makes them even more awesome.
Logan just messaged me saying it's a torpedo. All I can say in response is, thank you, Captain Obvious. You're an idiot. When you watch this show, oh, you are watching it. Logan's in Texas, everyone. Leave it to a Texan to point out something as stupid as that.
Okay, guys, so now that everybody's got an idea of looking at it, everybody thinks the left is real. The left is this cigar right here, and it is fake. It's the first one that we looked at.
Okay. Busted! What?
Yep, you guys got it wrong. So let me go over and just tell you guys why. First, let's look at the foot. You guys see this darkness right there? That is nasty. God knows what that is. It's disgusting.
That's not Lajero. That's not Lajero.
No, that is disgusting. Next, when you look at this, this should be lifted. It shouldn't have a glossed over look. This should be embossed. Next, the back of it, again, not embossed, looks terrible.
Logan just told me, fuck you. That's harsh.
No triple cap. And last but not least, if you look at these veins are pressed. And what I mean by that is, Let me get back to these two. And I'm going to take it off screen share just for a second. So what I mean by an unpressed vein is this, gentlemen. The torcedor has his, when he puts the leaf out, you'll see them, they press along the veins. And they make the veins really nice and smooth. And any of your Nicaraguan Dominican cigars, you will see a real nice smooth vein on it. On your Cubans, they won't have that. So when you look at this cigar that's on your right, which is the real one, you will see the veins look almost like they're little scars, like they're little paper cuts. The one on the right is, this one actually is the real Monte Cristo, and it has a lifted embossed band. So, just to give you guys an idea of how hard, how good of a fake that one is, you need to look at all those different things out there. Oh, and now I'm going to give you some side-by-side. So here, you can see more of the veins that I was talking about. If you look here, you see how that looks like a paper cut?
Then, it's very stretched.
Oh, it's, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's very extremely stretched. Subtle. It's an extremely subtle thing that you look at, and I didn't know. Now, if you look at this cigar, if you guys follow along, and I know it's not extremely good to see, but if you follow along right here, you will see that there's a slight box press to the cigar. And that's because, here's another shot of the veins, of the unpressed vein right there. When you look at an unpressed, or a real Monte Cristo, right here you'll see it has a slight box press to it. That's because most Cubans that are, well, pretty much any Cuban that is sold in a dress box will have that slight box press. So again, if you see a Monte Cristo that doesn't have a slight box press to it, if it didn't come in a box, it's not real. And you can look that information up on CubanCigarWebsite.com.
Yeah, you know, and we'll explain this. Dress boxes, you know, cabinets is what is just the all cedar boxes. It's all wood. Mm-hmm. That's a cabinet. Dress boxes are cardboard. So when they say a dress box, it's got pretty pictures on it. You know, it's just cardboard. And what happens is they put the cigars in there and they press them like that. They don't press them, you know, in the molds per se. They put the cigars in the box and they press them in the boxes. And then they just shove out the boxes.
Hold on just a second. I'm responding to Brandon. So the next one that you guys should see in front of you, this is the perfect example of don't listen to the guy at the store that tells you that this is a real Cuban cigar. That's not. This was sold to a consumer, somebody I know, as a Cuban Monte Cristo.
What's that, Monte Cristo Sir Winston right there?
Yeah, it's a Monte Cristo band that they sell at Costco, literally. Those are sold at Costco. Next one. Let's see what we got here. Here is a Cohiba. This is another cigar that was sold to a consumer, and they were told that it was a real.
I'm sorry, I'm reading a text from Logan.
Now check this out. This is the best. This was a terrible story, in all honesty. When you zoom in and you look at the band, which is the easiest thing ever to catch, it says Dominicana. Obviously, real Cohibas aren't sold in the Dominican Republic. So, ladies and gentlemen, if some guy at your local B&M says, oh, they're real Cohibas, it's the real Cohiba band, they just put Dominican on it so that they could get away with selling it to you, they are lying. They are lying, period.
I've never heard that story. That's such a great story.
Yeah, both of those were sold by different B&Ms. As authentic Cuban cigars to a consumer. And a guy didn't know any better, you know what I mean? So I wanted to put him in there just to show, because that happened to somebody, and people need to know so that they don't get burned. Pisses me off more than that.
Do you know, this is actually interesting because I saw this. The cigars Tony Soprano smoked when he was smoking Cohibas,
uh-huh.
They take the Cohiba band just like that, but they put the Dominicana underneath it.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen, you know, I saw this little frame picture with Tony Soprano autograph, something like that. That's supposedly what they did on the show. But yeah.
Interesting.
Because that was their way of getting rid of pissing off Cuba.
Nice. Well, let me get into a couple more for you guys. And gentlemen, this is what we did get a submission earlier in the week, and I want to give you guys an example of what we want or what we need. I put the rest of these cigars, these are fakes, and I'm going to explain what's fake about them. But I specifically put them, laid them out like this so you guys could see how we would like a submission if you're going to give us one. It's obviously done in natural light with a piece of white paper behind it. So it's really easy for us to see because flashes make things hard to see, and anything that could be in the background might make it tougher for us to see as well. So this cigar right here is a Siglo II, I believe. It's not the one that that was sent to us, but this was one that was sold to a consumer as real in a cigar shop. So first we look at the cigar. Then we want to see pictures of the triple cap. So what I'm doing here, what a triple cap is it's a way for the torcedors to put three caps on a cigar, and I'll show you a version of it in a second, but you need to see all three caps. It's, they do it on every Cuban cigar no matter what. There is no such thing as a Cuban cigar that doesn't have a triple cap. So when you're looking at a fake or a possible fake, that's what we look for. And if you look at this one, you see one, two. We don't see a third. So I rotated it again, and you see this big one sloppy one and the one on top of it. And you rotate it again, and you still see just two caps. That's it. So right then and there, I'd say, all right, that's fake. Now, looking at the band, we need to see rotated pictures of the band from all the different angles as well if you're going to submit something to us. If you look at this one, you'll see the band is cutting into the lower blocks all the way around this corner right there. Then you'll see it cutting into the blocks all the way across the top.
I mean, that Cohiba is really bright.
Again. Oh, yeah, it's not embossed either. It should be embossed, and it's not. But we can't tell embossing when we're looking at something that somebody sends us pictures of. That's why the more detail you can give us, the better. So obviously this one was fake. Now we have here's a shot of the wrapper. And you can see how smooth the wrapper is. No way that came out of Cuba like that. No way. Then we've got a picture of the bunch, and you can see a bunch of garbage in there. No way that's real. So here's another one. This was a Siglo 6 that was sold to somebody I know for $20.
Dang!
And, yeah, they're $20 regardless. So if somebody in the States is selling you a Siglo 6 for $20 at a shop, they're lying to you. That's your first known issue. So we go through this cigar again the same way. This one, you see, boom, it's cutting. And these were from different people. Now we're looking at the cap again. You see one, you see two. Let's get some more rotation. Still only two. You can see it. It's going pointing here and another one there. Go ahead, Seth.
Yeah, you know what we should tell them is, you know, a lot of the fakes. Oh, man, that's terrible. You know, a lot of the fakes that you see, you know, they're going to be faking these big names. I mean, it's Cohiba.
Oh, yeah.
It's Cohiba Monte Cristo. I mean, that's what you're going to see a majority of the time, probably some Partagas. But other than that, you know, they're not going to be faking a lot of these smaller brands just because it's not worth it for them. So, always, you know, when in doubt, pay attention to Cohibas and Monte Cristos. You know, something like a smaller one, like a Juan Lopez, St. Louis Ray, you know, you don't have to be as worried about it just because it's not worth it for them.
Exactly. Now, if you look at this, here's a vein, here's a pressed vein, a perfect example of a pressed vein. You can see it's flattened. That's a number one, no way that's Cuban when I see that. And then lastly, you see this crap on the wrapper right here? The guy didn't even flatten the wrapper right. That would, no way that would ever make it back by Cuban quality assurance. No way. So this one, this next one that I have for you guys, this is honestly one of the best fakes I have ever seen. Period. Hands down. This is supposed to be a Cohiba Robusto.
Did you smoke it?
Yes, I did.
How did it smoke?
I'll tell you in a second. It was terrible. It wasn't horrible, but it was terrible. This was given to us, to me, or somebody that I know, I should say, by a dealer who has good reference, I should say, out of the country. So just goes to show you, somebody who sells legitimate Cuban cigars outside of the United States may still have fake Cohibas and not even know it. I don't think these guys even knew it. So here's the cigar. It's Cohiba Robusto. We take a look at it. You see this little gold right there? You can see it bleeding into the C. And it's barely cutting the bottom row, But I've seen plenty of legitimate ones where the bottom row is kind of cut off a little bit anyways because their QC isn't the best. But you see this little bleed right there next to the C was the first thing that made me go...
That's really good. That's a really good fake, though. I'll give them that. That's a good
one.
Oh,
dude. Now, look. If you look at this side, you'll see the gold is a little fat. It's a little wide. The back looks really good. That looks really clean. And what you'll see here, what I was explaining to you guys earlier about the triple cap, one, two, three. So what we have here is somebody who knows enough about fake Cohibas that they put a triple cap on the cigar. They don't have these rows of little blocks cut off. And the only thing that we really saw was a little bit of bleed from the C and the A. And it was lifted as well. And so you just see this little teeny tiny bit right there cutting in. But in the grand scheme of things, that was the difference. Here's the bunch. The bunch looks good. Bunch definitely looks good. Doesn't look like a bad cigar to me.
No, it looks like a good bunch, man.
Yeah. Now, when I smoked it, first thing, the wrapper. The wrapper looked like a Connecticut to me. The ash specifically. Whenever you smoke a Cuban cigar, the ash has a tiger stripe to it. It's very, very, very distinct. Every Cuban cigar has that kind of ash. So when I saw this ash, immediately I knew, no way, even though I already had my doubts. Here's another picture of it. Now we get to the bands. Here is the band that was in question. And if you look, you see that bleed right there of the C? You see how it bleeds into the border? But the bottom band, which is the true Cohiba band, there's no bleed at all. But look at how close this bottom row is on the real band to cutting in. It's pretty much cutting in too. Then here's another picture where you can see the lettering and how much uglier the lettering is. It's just kind of...
It's very, you know, it's very bold. It's very bold.
Yeah. You can tell it's different. The one on the right is the one that's real. This one isn't pressed nearly as well. It's just kind of, I don't know, kind of bleeds a little bit, if you will. Then I showed over here. And then lastly, the colors of them. You can see the one on the bottom has a little bit of a different hue than the one on the top. And it's small. I mean, it is not very much of a different hue. But the one that's fake on top is a little bit different color. So that to me, ladies and gentlemen, was one of the best fakes. This cigar right here and that Monte Cristo that I showed you guys earlier are seriously some of the two of the best fakes I have ever seen and ever come across. So the things that you guys need to look out for, yes, you do know where it came from, Jared.
You know,
that 007 knows where it comes from.
Most of the Cohiba fakes, you know, the one thing I can always tell is it's typically a little bit more, there's a little bit more orange in the coloring.
Yeah.
It's always a little bit more orange. It's not as yellow as the other ones.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I was gonna share some of my
show the bands that you have real quick, because I gotta look something up for one of the guys, but show the bands that you have real quick, because I want to see, they need to see what you had as well.
The real one? All right, I'll show you a real. This is all right. Cheers. All right, this is a real Bolivar Petite Corona from 2007. You can see the triple cap 1, 2, 3. But you can see, I mean, the band, you can see it, it's good, it's just, at the same time, it looks crappy, it just looks weird, but, you know, that was an old band back in 2007, but that is a legit Bolivar, and there's times where, you know, just the band is not going to be always perfect, especially with these smaller bands. Hold on, I'll get back to that really quick. Let me, you know, here's some Ramon Iones and St. Louis Rays. These are older bands. You can tell the quality behind them is just not as good as it is now. They're bringing that up with all the bands. You can see this Ramon Iones. There's some press to it. That's one of those cigars that comes in a dress box. The St. Louis Ray does as well. There's little press with that one. Here I'm going to show some regional editions and then some limited editions. These are regional editions. You can see Exclusivo Canada, Exclusivo Asia Pacifico. One of the best ways to kind of get an idea of how these are, some of them, Pete Johnson with Tatuaje actually copies a lot of these, you know, with the Guapos, And then also with this Cojones, you can kind of get the idea of these. But these are what the regional editions look like. You know, you have that silver with a white line and the white dots. Then there's a little bit of silver. Then there's like a little red band. I mean, I don't need to describe it. You can see it. That's what the regional editions look like. They're going to be right underneath the band. You know, that's pretty obvious. For limited editions, I'm getting there. This is what the limited editions look like. You can see the design to it. The circles are on the outside with the bar. It says Edición Limitada. You know, always pay attention to that, especially, you know, when you get into, you know, regionals or limited. Limited editions are always copied, you know, especially.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are the big ones
that
get copied.
That's the one I got. That's the one I got burned on, that one right there.
Yeah. So always, you know, when you're paying attention to limited editions, you know, if you see the opportunity to buy them, first thing you want to do is, did they even make that in a limited edition? That's the first thing you want to do.
Absolutely.
And the other big thing is sometimes you have to realize that if retailers still have a bunch of these in, they're probably not real. Because sometimes these limited editions, you know, they're just not available. They don't hold on to them unless it's one of those retailers who sets them aside for a long time and then brings them back out. And that's something you have to establish relationships with these guys to realize it. But, you know, in my experience, most of the time, it's one of those things. If it's a couple years later, you know, if it's like multiple years later, then they're probably not going to be legitimate.
Dude, on that note, honestly, like there is a store in California, and I'm not going to say the name, but I would love to beat this guy's ass, to be completely honest. He's trying to sell me Cuban cigars, and I keep telling him no. I'm like, I have more than you. Like, leave me alone. I don't need you to sell me Cuban cigars, dude. And he starts pulling out Partagas 160s, Partagas 150s. And then he starts pulling out Partagas Festivals, multiple years of Partagas Festival cigars, which are cigars that no one on earth has, period. So for some little crappy show or shop, you know, in the middle of nowhere to have these kind of cigars, I just started laughing. And then he's showing me Monte Cristo Dante's, the Mexico ones, right? The Conde 109, I want to say is what it is, which is another extremely hard to find cigar.
Have you ever smoked it?
I haven't.
I've smoked one.
I've heard it was unbelievable.
It's the best Cuban I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, and so when just use common sense, guys. When somebody comes in and when somebody approaches you about a cigar like that, a limited edition or any of those things, use common sense. If it doesn't make sense, then it doesn't. And don't do it. And there's no reason for you not to just walk away. And by all means, if you want to email myself, Dustin@CigarFederation.com, if you want to sneak some pictures of it, if you want to email the tune, you know, and
What embargo at gmail.
I mean,
no question mark, just what embargo.
If you want to email either of us, please ask, because I would so much rather you ask before you get burned. And I'm telling you guys this as somebody who's been burned and just showed you examples of other people who have been burned as well. And that's kind of why we're doing this. So anyways, that's my rant. Go ahead. You can have the mic back. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm going to share some that were submitted to us.
Yeah, we do have a submission that was submitted to us, and to be completely honest, guys, the reason why I wanted to show you guys how we would like a submission is because we need as much information as possible when you guys give us one. Because for us to tell you if something – I mean, I don't want to tell you something's fake if it's not, to be completely honest. And I don't want to be like – I don't want to be a jerk about it. But in the end, it is what it is, and we're going to make our best judgment. So this cigar right here that the tuna's putting up.
Big old tuna. All right. So here we go. So this is a Cohiba
– Siglo II.
Siglo II that was sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the band looks legit. You know, look at the writing.
The band looks really good.
The band looks good. In fact, it might be a real band.
It could be, honestly.
Because, and why I say it might be, is kind of how they put it on. I feel like they just put it on top of the cigar and then it pressed that cigar right there. Because you can see all that, you know, it looks like the wrapper's about to crack. But, you know, you don't really see a triple cap with a cigar.
No, I don't. And that's another reason, guys, why I showed you how if you give us three or four pictures of it, it's easier for us to identify what a triple cap looks like and whether or not it's there. You know?
You know, we go down, and here's another photo of the wrapper. And the wrapper is just not right. It just
it looks like that vein right there looks like it's a pressed vein again. It doesn't look like a paper cut that just scarred over.
Here's the packaging. Now I will say this. You know, if you pay attention to Seagull 2, the box, you know, I have a couple of like Robustos in these. Inside that white interior, it's gonna say Cohiba. It says Cohiba all over the place. It says Cohiba, Cohiba, Cohiba. So you know, this is possibly one of those cigars which they had the packaging, they had the bands, they had the boxes, and they decided to put one in there. And you know, I can't say it's real. I can't say it's a real Cohiba Seagull 2. It's a shame, but the packaging on it's great. Here's another Cohiba Seagull 6 that was sent to us. This one is my fault. I just took the photos from the get-go. But, you know, one thing that Dustin, that, you know, Catfish and I noticed is just the coloring on it. That coloring on the black behind the boxes is off. And it's the same with the wrapper coloring as well. It's not right. Catfish, this is a question I have for you, and this is one of the concerns I have, because I have never been able to buy a single Tubos of the Partagas. They come in three packs. You know?
Which part of this?
The D4 Tubos. It's up on my screen.
Okay.
And I've never come across a retailer open up the box and put packaging on the individual cigar.
Oh, well, that would be – it most likely is going to be – that came from Australia?
No, that's not from Australia, dude. That's from Italy. No, Australia, man, they put stuff on everything. I have a box.
Yeah, I know.
I have some boxes.
Well, I know the Spanish – did that as well. I know in some, so it could be. I've definitely seen that from the Spanish.
Yeah, this is from Italy, so they might have done it. You know, I'd have to get a look at the cigar, but I've never seen the Tubos be done like that before. But there are certain regions, you know, certain countries where they have their own seals on stuff. They put like Italy's,
and they have to take them, open them up, and actually do that.
Yeah. So, you know, Australia puts, like, these whole lung cancer, you know, photos on top of boxes. It's ruined so many boxes. Yeah. It's ruined so many, like, boxes of limited editions I have just because of it, which is a shame. But, you know, that's what they do. But, yeah, so, that, you know, that's what I have. And, just, you know, it happens, you know, for the guys who've been burned, man, it happens. You know, just...
So, as far as those two cigars, what was our final, I forgot what our final,
the Cohiba.
The Seagull 2, I thought the wrapper didn't look right, I thought the cap didn't look right, and it looked like really shoddy. It just didn't look real to me, but the band did. So, unfortunately, I'd have to say that's one of those, you'd have to smoke it to know it.
Yeah, I mean that's where I am.
But it's kind of leaning towards fake, in all honesty.
Yeah, I would go on the comfortable side by saying I think it's fake. The packaging is great, but I just don't think the cigar is going to be legit. The Seagull 6 above it, you know, that's not real. That's a fake one. It's, you know, it's a shame. The D4, you know, when you open up that Tubo, take some photos of it, send it to us. And we'll tell you what we think about it. You know, the other thing we had, and I know we want to be careful about talking about this, and I'll explain this, is I got an email about, are these sites legit to order Cubans from? Someone asked me about it, and I hate being one of those guys to go on the waves and say, it's not real, it's real, just because, you know, when you're buying Cuban cigars and Catfish, you'll comment on this. You kind of have to be careful what you say on the waves, because once stuff gets out there, you kind of end a bad reputation sometimes.
Well, it's at the end of the day, it's illegal. So we're not here to give you guys legal advice, in all honesty. The one way, what we can tell you is the one way to get a legitimate Cuban cigar is through LCDH. It is illegal for us to consume or buy Cuban products at all in the States or even outside of the United States. So if somebody happens to gift you one or someone happens to show up at your doorstep for some reason and you smoke it and you like it, right on, cool. I don't think anybody's going to come running after you, to be completely honest. If you start trying to import tons of them or getting them from some source online or something like that, God knows what can happen to you. To be completely honest, we're not lawyers. We're not trying to be lawyers, but I can't, you know, recommend anybody to do any of those kinds of things on this show, to be completely honest. So what we would recommend that you do is if you're outside of the country, buy them from an LCDH or a Habanos distributor, which we'll get into in another show. Now, we are a little bit over time, but I do want to go through
We got an hour, man. We've done it.
So anyways, I want to go over just a couple questions that we had real quickly so I can answer them for these guys. I have them in a separate document, so let me pull them up real quick.
Yeah, one of them was storing cigars, Cubans with non-Cubans.
First, to answer that question, I don't think it matters so much, but I know a lot of people who do, because Cubans kind of have this real barnyard stench to them, and I don't know. I think most people do, but some people don't. I don't really think, you know, it's going to be that big of a deal unless you're storing Maduros next to them. I mean, I wouldn't put unholy cocktails next to them, you know. But I don't think it's that big of a deal. I store most of them. I store all mine in boxes, to be completely honest, that are separate. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I just don't. You might not want to put them next to Maduros. But I do know some people who have separate humidors for them. It is what it is. I think it's preference, yeah. Really.
I store all mine separately. There are some cases where I have them in the same area, but they're separated. But I mostly keep them with a lot of, gosh, for some reason, I don't know why it is, I keep them with a lot of Dion stuff, Illusions.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, but I keep them separate. It's not gonna make a difference. You know, you don't need to keep like a Cohiba separate from a Monte Cristo or anything like that. So
yeah. Next question, I'm not going to say the name. It wasn't really a question. It was just wanting to share. But there are some online forums where people try and sell hard to find cigars and maybe cigars that are made in Cuba. And there are some places that you might find where people are trying to sell them to you, and just again be very, very, very wary. In all honesty, because there's a lot of people out there that burn people. There's a website actually up that I'm not going to name that you can find if you do a little digging that has a list of names of people who have burned people over cigars. So be very careful, because it happens to a lot of people. It actually happened to me once, trying to get cigars that might have been made somewhere south of Miami. And I bought them from an online place, you know, that had a humidor, maybe, and they weren't real, you know, and I got burned. And it happens. It happens to the best of us. So be very wary. These forums that are out there and different places that are in the States that guys have, you know, those are not licensed distributors overseas. So just by all means, if you go overseas, you're good. Otherwise, be very, very careful what you do.
Yeah.
Let's see. Another question was, is it illegal to have a Cuban if there is no proof of purchase? Again, I am not a lawyer. You can look up the U.S. Treasury Department's stance on that, and they will tell you that, to my knowledge, it's illegal to have them. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to get into it. But lastly was a question from Harley that says, are Cuban cigars rolled differently in tubo? It's actually called intubado, I believe. And what that means, and I'm not exactly sure, so this is something I'm gonna table for another show, and maybe we'll do a show on construction, so we can explain, you know, the triple cap in detail. Explain the
I can explain if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. To my knowledge, it has to deal with the bunching with bunching each filler leaf.
It's how they bunch it. You know, there's the intubado, and there's also kind of the accordion method. Mm-hmm. And intubado is what, you know, it's what Pepin Garcia uses. It's what E.P. Carrillo uses. It's what Raices Cubanas. It's what Casa Fernandez use. And you're basically, Herrera Esteli even uses it. It's almost it's straw. It's, you know, picture a straw, and that's how they're rolling it. It's kind of like a straw within a straw within a straw within a straw. So it promotes an even burn. That's the concept behind it, so that it smokes evenly and it smokes well throughout the whole cigar. So it's almost like, you know, circle around circle around circle. While the other method, which is the accordion, I call it the accordion method, you can actually fit more tobacco into the filler. You know, this is kind of the interesting thing. I was talking with Nish Patel about this, is when they started their own factory, you know, Amilcar Perez Castro, who was running the factory for Rocky, they were rolling it Cuban style. But they didn't want to use that because they wanted to get more tobacco into the filler, to roll it kind of the accordion method. So factories like Nestor Plasencia, you know, Rocky Patel, most factories use the other method just because it's not as time consuming. You know, El Titan de Bronze does, Entubado. And then you have the triple gap, but the big difference between a lot of the Cuban cigars is they don't have pairs. They don't have someone who's bunching the cigar. Then they have someone who's applying the wrapper. They have one person who does the entire system. So you have one person working on a cigar, and that's why they have levels. So, you know, Don Pepin, I forget what his level, he's like the highest level. He's like master roller because, you know, he did bunching and then he did applied the wrapper. So they don't work in pairs. They work individually, and individually is finished cigars for the boxes. So that's the differences between Cuba and the rest of the, you know, cigar production areas, is that they don't do pairs, they do single rollers.
Awesome. Yep. And that's why we make a good team.
Motherfucking McTuna!
That's right. You guys understand that? So,
does that make sense?
I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this bitch up right now, because we couldn't find any naked Cuban chicks to come on and smoke with us yet, but we may attempt to do so in the future. I'm just going to have to go in some of the seedier parts of town and see if I can find somebody to come for our next show. So, being that this is this show is a secret, to quote my buddy Drew, a secret, I don't know when we're going to do it again. It kind of depends, but this is going to be the kind of thing where we're doing it at least once a month, and an absolute minimum, if not twice a month. It kind of depends on content. So, by all means, if you guys have a question, you want something answered, email us.
I think we're doing it. We're doing it two times a month. You know, January. I think this is our first time. We did it mid month. I think, you know, we're going to begin February 1st, and then we'll do it mid. And I think, you know, depending on Catfish's schedule, I think we're going to try and do for Wednesdays. That way,
I got Wednesdays off.
That way, when you're on Cigar Federation, you got us Wednesday. You got the lovely gentleman of Cigar Chat early Thursday.
Lovely. Don't say
early
that,
Thursday evening. Then you have the Master Cigar Coop and Stogie Santa with Stogie Geeks later Thursday. Coop de coop, 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 coop. And then on Friday, you have Kiss My Ash.
Yes, I want fake naked chicks, dude. That would fake Cuban naked chicks. That would be awesome, Puff. Puff just asked if we're not even going to have fake naked Cuban chicks, and so I think I'm just going to go grab like some random Latina and make her get naked and smoke a cigar and say that she's Cuban. You think that'll work?
Yeah, why not? Get anyone to work. Pick a chick up. Pick her up.
Anyways, guys, again, we are What Embargo? It's myself, Catfish, my main man, Big Tuna. We'll be coming at you at least twice a month in the near future whenever we can. We appreciate everybody who's on. I see that there's 29 folks online. That's really cool. We really do appreciate you guys' support. Cigar Federation appreciates your support. I just wanted to throw this out there before we get done. The show is sponsored by Raul Castro, so we may have some bias, to be completely honest. I just want to throw that out there so that Half Wheel understands that there may be some bias in this show.
In okay. Havana Club rum, it's the only rum we drink.
Yeah, Havana Club rum is the only rum we drink. But, yeah, I just want to let you guys know that there may be some bias out here, and we're going to go ahead and call that a wrap. So you guys take care. Have a good week, and have a good Saturday night. Be safe. Go crazy. Smoke lots of good cigars, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks, guys.
Stay classy.